Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 6 of the Network of Moneymakers podcast. My name is, as always, Ryan Hafey, and my goal with this podcast is to create a network of people just like you who are willing to share your thoughts and ideas as to how to keep some extra money in the pockets of those who have been hit the hardest by this tough economy. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate you being here, and let's see if we can make you a little bit of money today, or at least save you some money. But to start off, right off the bat, I have a request for all of the listeners of the podcast right now. Basically, if you're listening right now and you've been listening to the podcast, or you know, if this is just your first time and you enjoy the podcast, you know, if you've gotten something out of the podcast and it's benefited you in some way, shape, or form, do me a favor. Go to the MySpace page, www.myspace.com/networkofmoneymakers, and put in a helpful comment for people, you know, who kind of come across the page that are wondering about the podcast. You know, let them know what you think of it. Or even more specifically, go on to iTunes, look up the podcast and leave a review on there. I know when I'm going through and looking for podcasts, I tend to look for the ones that have the good reviews. So, just do me that favor, you know, if you got an extra second, just get onto iTunes real quick, write a good review, because, you know, I want people to see this podcast, and I want people to subscribe to it, so, you know, I can help as many people as possible. It's not about me, it's about you guys, so, just do me that one favor if you got a couple minutes, you know, before you go to bed or something like that. Let's see. If you have any questions or concerns so far about the podcast, as always, give me a holler at letsmakeloot@gmail.com. That's letsmakeloot@gmail.com. All right, so if you remember from last week's podcast, I had mentioned some of the different mystery shopping companies that are out there that you can get involved with. And I had mentioned that I was going to try to do some mystery shops for this week and, within the last week so I could give you an update. Unfortunately, this last week's been a really busy week. If you've listened to the first podcast, I know I mentioned that I've got a little baby on the way. And we've been kind of busy getting ready for the upcoming birth. So we've been pretty busy with that, stocking up, you know, packing the bags, getting all that kind of stuff done. So I do plan to do some of the shops. I think through that Sinclair company, I have registered to them. It's just a matter of when I'm gonna really be able to hunker down and get out there and do it. But I do plan on doing that. It's just a matter of when. Anyway, let's go ahead and get right into the show. As promised at the end of last week's show, this show is going to be dedicated to bringing you information on other podcasts that are out there that have the same goal in mind that I do, which is to save and or make you money. I'm not worried about competition. I'm willing to go out on a limb and send you folks to other places if it means getting you more information in terms of, you know, saving you money. So, I had a few criteria that I looked at. Pretty simple criteria with looking for these podcasts. I did all the searching through iTunes because, you know, I think iTunes has the biggest, not necessarily the biggest database of podcasts, but the most well-known podcasts out there and the most accessible. You know, the most iTunes is probably the most known program that people use when it comes to podcasts and things like that. And it's really easy to search through podcasts on iTunes. So first of all, I did all my searching through iTunes. I tried to pick podcasts that have been around for a little while and that are still around. There were a lot of podcasts that I saw that could have been potential mentions on today's show, but they either ran for a little while and, you know, they stopped sometime back in the middle of 2008 or something like that, or, you know, it was a podcast of just one show and it never re-aired anything else. So I wanted to make sure that they were still airing. I wanted to make sure that also, that they were still, that they had good ratings, or at least somewhat good ratings, or at least lived up to my standards, what I thought to be a good podcast. And I was kind of surprised as to how few podcasts there were out there, and aimed at saving people money. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts out there that, try to claim that they can make you rich somehow, some way, shape, or form. A lot of those are invested to real estate or something like that. And I know that real estate takes a lot of effort and time and money to get into, and money being something that a lot of us don't have right now. And real estate not necessarily being the most safe haven, a safe haven for a lot of us right now. It's not a very good market to get into at the moment. Anyway, that being said, I'll go ahead and get into the podcast that I came up with. I ended up coming up with, let's see, five podcasts that I thought were worth mentioning. The first one, this was the first one I came across. It's called The Clark Howard Show. Some of you may be familiar with this guy. He has his own radio show. And if just for, for future reference, the website for this guy is clarkhoward.com. And as I listened to some of the podcasts that he had, it seems like he's a pretty well-respected guy. I had personally never heard of him before looking up this podcast, but he seems to be a pretty well-respected guy, and he's got TV shows and things like that on, I guess, on the HLN network, which I wasn't familiar with. Anyway, here was Clark Howard of his podcast. I'll just read it in quotes. Clark Howard wants you to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. His nationally syndicated radio show takes your calls and delivers the latest consumer news and advice. Download our ad-free podcast at Get Clark and Get Clark Smart. Sorry. So his podcast is actually kind of a spawn, not necessarily a spawn, it's just a reduplication of his podcast, of his radio show, but in podcast form. And out of the 31 reviews that were listed on iTunes, they all, the 31 people that gave him 4 out of 5 stars as an average, which is pretty good. It's a Monday through Friday show, and the podcast, there's actually 2 shows per day. They're kind of split. I guess it's, the radio show kind of split into 2 35-minute podcasts. So each day you have the opportunity to download 2 of this guy's podcasts at 35 minutes, so over an hour of good material. And the podcast pretty much does exactly what the description says. He's out there, he's just kind of from the tone of his voice, you can kind of tell that, he means business and that he cares for you. Now, a lot of the discussions that go on the podcast, they're kind of for a more mature audience, I would say, in that they're more mature financial discussions, mortgages, things of that nature. He doesn't really, like I'm telling you how to go save money at Walgreens or CVS. He'd be telling you how to save money on your mortgage, but I mean, it does. He's not limited to that. He's there to help a lot of people. But if you listen to the people that call into the show, they all sound like they're probably 40 or older. But I still think, especially if you're at the age where, you're becoming more, if you're taking more charge of your finances and things like that, this is definitely a good podcast to listen to because he seems very knowledgeable about what he talks about. He doesn't say, "I don't know," or, "Well, my opinion would be this." No, he comes out with hard facts and really gives you a lot of good information as to, what you should do in a lot of different situations. And on all his podcasts, especially if you're doing it through iTunes, there's a description of each one, so you can kind of look and see if that particular one is going to be for you. But that's one you might want to look into. And again, the website for that was clarkhoward.com. If you want to search it on iTunes, just search Clark Howard Show, and you'll find that the podcast for that really easily. There's a couple. If you just search Clark Howard, there's going to be a couple of them that come up. This one is simply The Clark Howard Show. So that's how you can tell it apart. Anyway, Let's see. Let's go into the next one. The next one that I found, it's called Millionaire or Bust. And I thought the name was a little misleading in the fact that, when you listen to it, you really don't get the impression that they're trying to make you millionaires. But they instead have more, it seems like they have more of a goal like with me, where I'm just trying to save you money and maybe, help you make a little bit extra money in the meantime as well. The website for that particular podcast is millionaireorbust.com. And here's their description that they wrote. This podcast is dedicated to overcoming the odds in this consumer-driven world. Our goal is to help you save money without painful sacrifices and increase your net worth so you can bask in financial security. We'll give you useful tips, helpful tools, links to invaluable resources, and occasionally an insightful guest. Along the way, we'll make sure there's a lot of information to help you even if you're not yet wealthy, yet in parentheses there. And this website or this podcast, it seemed like it was well, first of all, a couple of facts about it. It's a weekly podcast, like mine. On average, it got 3 out of 5 stars on iTunes. And I thought that was, they were kind of underestimating the real potential of this particular podcast. 3 out of 5 is still pretty good in my book, and I thought it was worth mentioning, because they do give you a lot of money-saving tips. And then this podcast I thought was the most similar to mine. The host, gentleman named David and his wife Tally, and they have one kid just like me. Although my wife would never join me on the show, she just wouldn't. But it's a small family like I am, and they're just out there researching different ways to save an extra buck, kind of like I am. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And the things that they discuss are, kind of things that that I like to discuss, just more practical ways of saving money, whether it's saving money on your monthly utilities, or if you have to travel, saving money on travel expenses, things like that. Things that are really practical for the common American person, put it that way. Now the difference, there's a lot of similarities between this podcast and theirs, but the difference is in our two podcasts is that my goal in the end is to create a podcast, just fueled by the listeners. That's you guys listening right now. What I really want to do is get all of your thoughts and ideas and turn that into a podcast. As it is right now, a lot of the podcasts that are out there, they're from actual companies, that, they're just, the podcasts are just spawns from shows or something like that. And there's a team of people coming up with this information. I am but one person just kind of doing this in my spare time. Not that I do it as a labor of love and I'm having fun with it. It is time consuming, but I think it's worth it, not only for you, but for me, because I'm learning a lot as well. But I'm just one person, and it's hard to do all this research, but that's why I want this podcast to be fueled by you folks. I want to create this network so that we can all benefit from all, our knowledge collectively. Anyway, I guess that was kind of a short little rant there. But again, the website for that is millionaireorbust.com. So check that one out if you get a couple extra minutes. And we'll move on. So the next podcast that I came across is it's called The Saver's Kitchen. And the website associated with this, I think this one started first as a blog and then kind of moved into a podcast. But it's the website is www.fixfreezefeast.com. That's www.fixfreezefeast.com. And okay, so here's the description of this one. It says, "Make Ahead Meals authors Katie and Lindsay share their best money and time-saving tips for the freezer, the kitchen, and beyond." Now, this podcast was given a 5-star rating. Cool, huh? It was only from one person, so hey. And who knows how biased that person was. But that being said, who cares? I thought it was worth it. This is a bi-weekly podcast. It's every 2 weeks, and they call it a quick cast because the shows are pretty short. They only range from 3 to 12 minutes, and they're usually a couple quick tips that are mentioned on each podcast, but they're usually pretty beneficial. And you know, just as I mentioned, they're different ways that you know, you can save money in the kitchen, you know, at the grocery store, things like that. And so I took a listen to a couple of them, and there's pretty good ideas in there. So if you're looking to save money on your food bill every time you go to the grocery store, or just in the kitchen in general, give this one a you know, check this one out. Now, like I said, there's not a whole lot of information since it is only bi-weekly and it's, you know, only a few minutes at a time. There is a lot more information, though, that you can find on the website, which, again, was www.fixfreezefeast.com. So check that out when you get a chance. All right, now, there's two more podcasts that I wanted to mention, and both of these are personal favorites of mine. They're basically... it's regarding a topic that within the last four to six months, we'll say, I don't remember exactly, but within that range, I've started getting into this topic, and that's investing, you know, most specifically getting into the stock market. You know, I know a lot of you out there, you know, this isn't, you know, the stock market isn't for you. It might bore the crap out of you, but just hear me out. A lot of people are saying right now, because of how far down the markets have come, there's a lot of good stocks that you could get into out there that have been unnecessarily beaten up. Now, by no means do I recommend that you just go right ahead and just go out and buy stocks. Believe me, that's not the way to do it. When I first really got interested in stocks, you know, I read like 2-3 books, and I'm still learning an incredible amount of information every single day. So it's definitely not something you want to go into uneducated. However, if you are looking to get into stocks and you are looking to educate yourself, or if you already know about the stock market and you're looking to just keep yourself updated, or if you're a busy person like I am, this first one is definitely one you'll want to look into. And it's called The Real Story with Frank Curzio. Frank Curzio is a research analyst, and he operates out of a website called TheStreet.com. And it's basically a website, you know, where you can look up quotes and things like that for stocks. There's a lot of subscription services from a bunch of different professionals where you can read their work regarding the stock market and everything like that. Frank Curzio himself, he has his own newsletter. A subscription newsletter that you know, looks at stocks that are under $10, basically stocks that have been beaten down in this market down to that level where they're starting to look attractive. So it's a really interesting podcast, and basically what he does in the podcast is he kind of, as he explains it, goes behind the headlines to tell you what's moving the markets. So he, you know, he's a very knowledgeable person. He actually works very closely with Jim Cramer, who you probably all know as the Mad Money guy on CNBC. But he's a very knowledgeable guy and knows what he's talking about. And he kind of looks at the headlines and picks them apart and really tries to, you know, determine what it is that's moving these markets and why. And he brings on tons of really smart guests that come on all the time and give you stock picks and just a lot of really good information regarding the markets. And if you're anything like me, I have very little time throughout the day to sit down and watch the news or read the newspaper or anything like that. So, you know, when I'm driving to or from work, this is a great way to keep yourself informed as to what's going on. This is a daily podcast, not a weekly. So this guy's coming out every single day, well, I mean, every single trading day, and giving you an analysis of each trading day that has gone by. So that's really cool, I think. And it's definitely, if, like I said, if you're interested in investing, or you just want to keep yourself informed on the financial world and on the markets, check this one out. Again, the name of that podcast was The Real Story with Frank Curzio, Curzio. Just search that on iTunes and you'll find it pretty easily. This one's related to the last one, as I mentioned. The last podcast that I that's it's actually a podcast from the show. Recently, they started putting out the Mad Money show on CNBC, the Jim Cramer, the crazy financial guy that comes out and, just yells and screams at the TV screen. They came out with a podcast that's an ad-free podcast for the full episode of Mad Money. So, that's actually pretty useful because I used to be able to watch that show all the time, and I don't anymore. But Jim Cramer, he gets a lot of flack because, he's always in the media and everything. Everybody thinks he's supposed to know everything about the markets, and of course he doesn't because nobody does. But however, both him and Frank Curzio, they're definitely out there for the common folk like you and me, looking to just try to make us some extra money. So the Mad Money TV show, goes over a lot of what moves the markets too, and gives you a lot of good stock picks as well. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. The Frank Curzio, the Real Story podcast, got 4.5 out of 5 stars from 52 people. Which is pretty good. The Mad Money podcast got 3.5 out of 5 stars from 70 reviews, but I definitely thought it was worth mentioning because, again, he gets a lot, he gets too much flack that he deserves. He really is out there. He's a really knowledgeable guy. He's been in the business for over 25 years, and he knows what he's doing. And this is the full episode of Mad Money, so you'll get a show, a podcast. The podcast, minus all the commercials and everything, is around 40 minutes. It's Monday through Friday, obviously, unless it's the market's closed. Those two are definitely ones you want to keep on your podcast subscription list, if you want to keep yourself informed, or if you want to, just keep learning about those markets, because they're there to help you. But anyway, that kind of sums up the podcast that I came up with. I hope that was a helpful list for you. Now, something to keep in mind if you're interested in looking into some of these podcasts. Honestly, realistically, I didn't have a chance to go through and listen to every single episode of all these podcasts that were posted, but I believe I listened to enough of them to get a good handle on what the podcasts were about. The good thing is about these podcasts is a lot of the time you'll get a lot of other good resources, not necessarily podcasts, but a lot of good resources as to where you can get a lot of other good information. These podcasts are just flooded with all sorts of good information and resources, so it's just something to keep in mind. Now, if you're anything like me and you're kind of interested as to how podcasting works, if you've got a good idea of your own and you're looking into get into podcasting, I was gonna go over really quickly how you could actually do that, and it's a lot simpler than you might think. For me, it only took a little bit of research on the internet to figure this out. There are podcast hosting websites out there. There's a couple of them. The one that I ended up going through, it's called Podomatic, PODOMATIC.com, and I'll leave a link for that. Actually, if you go to the Network of Moneymakers official podcast page, that's through Podomatic. But basically, if you have any sort of recording software on your computer, for example, Audacity, Audacity. That is a free recording program that you can download from, just like download.com, or I'm sure audacity.com is a website as well. You can go there and download the recording software for free. As long as you've got like a computer microphone, you can start recording your own podcast. And then basically from this Podomatic website, it is free. I mean, you can pay to get more features and things like that, but I don't pay for mine and I get plenty of features. You register for the website and then you post podcasts. You upload your files. You can write descriptions about them and everything like that. You can, you know, they give you your own website that you can, you know, host your podcast on. So it's a really good resource. And then also the on this particular website, Podomatic, they'll give you your URL for your podcast page, and then they'll give you what's called an RSS feed link. And you know, when your podcasts are all uploaded and everything, if you want to kind of get it out there a little bit more, it's actually really easy to submit you your iPod your podcast to iTunes. All you have to do is, if you have iTunes, or you know, I believe you can think it, you can even do it online at iTunes.com. Just go there. There should be a selection under podcasts that says submit a podcast, and pretty much all it asks for is your RSS feed. When you put that in, it basically pulls all the information that it needs from the Podomatic website, and that's all you have to do. And then now, you know, millions of people, if they like, have access to your podcast. So it's really, really easy to do. And if you have any more specific questions as to how to do that, let me know. Let'smakeloot@gmail.com. Again, that's let'smakeloot@gmail.com. Oh, and by the way, if you don't like iTunes, if you don't have an iPod, if you do it through Zune, it's just as easy to submit a podcast to them. Anyway, let's move on. Time to give another update of the car advertising project, and sadly, still nothing. My latest auction just recently ended in the last couple days. I think for the last 2 hours, I posted it originally for $200. The last 2 hours, I think I dropped it down to 150, and nothing. I mean, I'm still driving around with the signs on my car, but I might post again on eBay. I don't know. I mean, because it's still costing me a few bucks every time I post it. It's just kind of hard. What I might do is wait till after, you know, my baby's born, and after that till I start posting again. So I may not be giving any more car advertising updates until after the baby's born. Speaking of which, my wife is scheduled for a C-section on April 14th, which is going to be coming up before I know it. So that's when the new baby's going to be born, if anybody was wondering out there. With that being said, as you can probably imagine, I'm going to be a very busy person around that time. Now, the thing was, my first daughter, who was also a scheduled C-section, came 1 week early from when she was supposed to be, you know, born, or when the scheduled date was. So there's a possible chance that that could happen again this time. So I'm basically, the reason I'm letting you know this now is for the fact that if you don't see me for a week or two, that would probably be the reason why, because I'm a little busy with a newborn baby. On the other hand, you know, when the baby's born, I'll be taking a couple weeks off of work. So, you know, maybe when the kids are taking a nap, I might have extra time to look up some information for you all. So who knows? I'm just kind of giving you a heads up now. So if you don't see me next week or the week after that, whatever week it may be, no, have no fears. I'm not going away. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to stop doing the podcast, not for a long time. But anyway, that's just something to keep in mind. And one more thing, if I haven't had any submissions yet, but like I mentioned in last week's podcast, if you're a musician out there and you want to get a little bit of extra exposure to your music, send me a copy of your original work to letsmakeloot@gmail.com, preferably an MP3 file if possible. And what I'll do is I'll replace the beginning and ending music of this podcast with your song, along with the description of the song and the band, if you'd like. So if you're listening and you got an extra song, or you got a song you want people to hear, let me know. Send it over. I'll put it on the air for you. Anyway, let's see what I want to do for next week. I don't know. I had a lot of good ideas up until now, and I've still got some minor ideas floating around. As I mentioned earlier, I want this podcast to be fueled by you, and I'm still not getting a lot of emails from people. I know there's a decent amount of subscribers out there, because I can see those numbers, but just like it seems like you might be a little shy and sending that information in. But send me your ideas so I can, I can work with them. Give me some more ideas, things to, even if it's, they're not ideas as to how to, how you've actually made money, but if they're, maybe if they're just ways, something you saw on TV or something that you've heard of through the grapevine that could possibly make you money. I just, more or less need topics to research. If you give me ideas for future shows, I'd be more than willing to look into that and put it up on the podcast. But as it is now, unless I get any other emails, I mean, I got a couple ideas floating around for next week, whether it be work from home gigs, how to save money on baby stuff, which I guess would be something good for me to research, considering I got a new one coming up. Or maybe I'll just scour the internet and find some other, internet money-making gigs. I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyway, that pretty much wraps it up for this show. It went actually longer than I thought it was going to. So, but anyway, make sure you tune in again next week for more good information. Send me your thoughts and your ideas. I want to hear them. I want to keep doing this, so keep on sending them in. Again, my email address, as always, is letsmakeloot@gmail.com. All right, folks, have a great week. Go out there and make some money, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Ryan is not a money-making expert and should not be held accountable for any resulting outcomes based on his suggestions during the Network of Moneymakers podcast. Please use your own discretion when choosing to pursue any of the suggestions made on the show.